Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Rastafari, yes I, Shabbat Shalom, Shabbat Shalom, and thank Jah, Rastafari. It is Friday, here, yes I, here, sabbatical eve, here in the season, these times in the season, and I give thanks, another full seven here, coming to the fulfillment here, and prepping for Pesach, prepping for I, Rastafari, Israelite Passover, also Fasica, coming up in this season and in this time, right here. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, is Psalm 45. Very interesting, one of the themes, the chief theme, as it being one of the chief psalms of Coronation Day, November 2nd, 1930, acceptable year of the Lord. So the coronation psalm, we have royal wedding or marriage psalm as well. The psalm, today's daily psalm, is themed as. So yes, I, we're looking forward, just giving the eye kind of a 411. So after this Torah reading and feeding is fulfilled, we actually going to begin prepping, you know, the next Shabuah, the Shabuah upcoming right here. And today's daily psalm actually kind of gives I and I from studying, you know, to show I and I selves approved. It shows I and I, you know, the Pesach, the Passover time coming forward. Getting some of those details as we go through the Royal Amharic from the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, the Authorized Advised Amharic Bible, the King of Kings Bible. So here, getting ready here for sabbatical greetings, you know, for the Sabbath, Lekad Dodi, the Kabbalat Shabbat. Once again, thank Jah, Rastafari. It is
Sabbath. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast. So 6 days shalt thou labor, and the seventh day take thy rest. And although now we are mature, we were like little sucklings on the breast.
This is TJIF.
And Jah, Rastafari.
Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari. Jah, Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay,
yay, yay, yay.
And it's right here, said from the liturgy of His Majesty on the Friday, right here, getting ready for the Sabbath time. Zek Adamit, yes, I.
Besim Ab, Wewelid, Womenfes Kedus, Ahadu Amla, Zek Adamit, Yek Adamit. Besen bed ken meskel abra samayin bekoakibit shelleme kohulum yilik zahayin asaye meskel abra samayin bekoakibit shelleme. On the Sabbath eve, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all the sun is seen, the cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
Yes, I'm going to ride up right here. Ayabingi chant right here. Theme of the stars and also Psalm 19, Queen Ifrika right here. Ayabingi chanting also theme in today's daily psalm of lilies and the trumpets and lily of the valley and Pesach time, Fasica time, here. Yes, I. Shabbat Shalom.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah, Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. As a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven and his circuit upon the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. Everyone should know. Rock it. Oh, Rastafari. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, I strength and I redeemer. Dila, Selassie. Aya Inge. Imperial Majesty, Emperor Celestia, Empress Menenai. I.
Jah Rastafari.
Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari. Jah Rastafari.
Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
Yay, yay,
yay. Yes, yes, yes. For this, for the Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming the Sabbath, still go through some of the basics. we have some audibles and some reasonings to share here on today's daily psalm, Psalm 45, Coronation Psalm, also the Royal Marriage, Royal Wedding Psalm, you know, the King and Queen, as many of I say King Alpha, Queen Omega. Very, very interesting psalm. So I'd like to give due hearing for today's daily psalm, especially also as it kind of anticipates the Pesach, the Passover season, and in what way. So stay tuned, brothers and sisters. Going to ride up some of the basics for the TJIF.
Out in the street, they call it. Discipleship Radio. In the street, they call it.
Levanto,
www.blogtalkradio.com/discipleshipradio.
So what do we mean by the Kabbalat? Yes, sir. What do we mean by the Kabbalat Shabbat? Kabbalat, like Kabbalat, like Kabbalah, receiving, welcoming the Shabbat, welcoming the Shabbat, the Lekha Dodi. Come, my friend, come, my beloved, Likrat Kala, to meet the bride. What do we mean by the Sabbath being the bride and this service right here initiating the Shabbat? Yes, I hear this. Yes, I right.
Shabbat Shalom, Simbet Salam. Welcoming the Sabbath, Kabbalat Shabbat. The Friday evening prayer service. Here, even on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF. Thank Jah Rastafari. It is Friday. The Friday evening prayer service has a character all its own. It is marked by congregational, aggregational singing and by a mood of joyous anticipation, expectation. The most striking difference in the contents of this service from that of all other nights of the week of the Shabuah of the Strong is the addition of a preliminary service called Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming or receiving Kabbalat Shabbat, welcoming, receiving the Sabbath. This addition is said to be of a relatively recent origin. Some say that it was introduced by the Kabbalistic scholars of Safed during the middle of the 16th century, a very interesting period of time. We recognize what ethnic Yisrael and we, the black Jews, black and brown Yehudi, were going through circa 1492 and thereabout and thereafter. So if anything, this was something that the ethnic Israel, you know, until other ones who say they were Jews came into. But all those things being as they be, let's move forward in the glory of His divine majesty. From there, it spread to Jewish, Judaic communities all over the world, gradually gaining acceptance as an integral part of the Friday evening service for the Kabbalat Shabbat. However popular it became, it is not considered obligatory. The non-obligatory status is still reflected in a practice followed in many congregations and many communities of conducting this part of the service from the bima, where the Torah is read, and not from the podium or what is known as the Amud, where prayers in the Mikorah, the Knesset, the synagogue, the gathering, the assembly are conducted. There are even communities where local traditions, they dictate that the prayer leader, the Chozen, does not put on a talit for Kabbalat Shabbat. This, in effect, it stresses and emphasizes the same point. And if we may say, even here on the ear and in the eye for the TJIF, although many times we seek to at least go through the general order of the Kabbalat Shabbat, depends on the schedule and what it is that we have to bring forward in season and out of season, more or less of that particular order, you know, especially with the Psalms. But here, the idiom, the Hebraic idiom Kabbalat Shabbat has two distinct connotations. One implies welcoming, the Kabbalat. The other implies acceptance. Now, we see Afro-Semitically also the Kabbalat Abala, receiving, the sense of receiving. In the halakhic literature, the halakha is like the trad, you know, of how we walk this out, the trad halakha. It is the latter connotation that is dominant, the sense of acceptance. Just as on a fast day, one could, quote, accept, end quote, the fast earlier than the time, than the eye was set for its obligatory commencement by declaring it to be in effect for oneself from that moment on. So a person could declare word, sound, and power, declare even before sundown that for him, Ha Shabbat, the Sabbath, has begun. Any statement that takes note of the start of Ha Shabbat, this constitutes its acceptance, its kabbalat, its reception, its welcoming. This is the moment of kabbalat Shabbat. That is what the sages, the Rebban, they meant by kabbalat Shabbat when they use these words in ruling that the saying of Barku or Borku, bless your Barku, Borku, at the start of the evening service, constituted the precise moment when one accepted Ha Shabbat, accepted the Sabbath, accepted the rest. From that moment on, all walk, all work was forbidden or verboten, even if the sun had not yet set. When it became customary to preface Me'ariv, the evening service with Psalm 92. A song for the Sabbath day is what is found in the superscription. A song. A psalm, chant, a song, a shir for the Sabbath day. This became the moment of Kabbalat Shabbat. For the woman, for the daughters of Zion, the woman who lights the Shabbat candles, who lights the Shabbat lights. It is customary that act marks the acceptance of Ha Shabbat. Ever since Kabbalat Shabbat became the title to a section of prayers that consists of songs and hymns welcoming HaShabbat, welcoming the Sabbath, it is the connotation of welcome that has become the more established idea. The Kabbalat Shabbat service, it consists of three distinct components. One, a series of six psalms for the 6 days of the week, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical or Kabbalistic poem, the poem known as the Anna B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn Lecha Dodi, come my friend, come my beloved, Lecha Dodi. Thirdly, Psalm 92, a psalm, a mizmor, a song, a shir, for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. Shabbat Shalom, 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 the eighth Chaim dove in the Hebrew, the tree of life dove right here. Alexander Scorby on the reed, and these are the Psalms 95 to 99 right here. David Solid Gold, Rastafari. The Rastafari Jews, yes, I. Eighth Chaim, tree of life dove.
Psalm 95. O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness. Your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. Unto whom I swear in my wrath, that they should not enter into my rest, my rest, my rest, my rest. Psalm 96. O sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth. Sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Show forth his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols. The Lord made the heavens. Honor and majesty are before him. Strength and beauty are in his sanctuary. Give unto the Lord, O ye kindreds of the people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Say among the heathen that the Lord reigneth. The world also shall be established, that it shall not be moved. He shall judge the people righteously. Let the heavens rejoice, and let the earth be glad. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the field be joyful and all that is therein. Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. He shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth, with his truth, with his truth, with his truth. Psalm 97. The Lord reigneth. Let the earth rejoice, let the multitude of isles be glad thereof. Clouds and darkness are round about him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of his throne. A fire goeth before him, and burneth up his enemies round about. His lightnings enlighten the world. The earth saw and trembled. The hills melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the people see his glory. Confounded be all they that serve graven images, that boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods. Zion heard and was glad, and the daughters of Judah rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou, Lord, art high above all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Ye that love the Lord, hate evil. He preserveth the souls of his saints. He delivereth them out of the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness, his holiness. Psalm 98. O sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm hath gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness hath he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He hath remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a song. With trumpets and sound of cornet make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity, with equity. Psalm 99. The Lord reigneth. Let the people tremble. He sitteth between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. The Lord is great in Zion, and he is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. The king's strength also loveth judgment. Thou dost establish equity. Thou executest judgment and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at his footstool, for he is holy. Moses and Aaron among his priests, and Samuel among them that call upon his name, they called upon the Lord, and he answered them. He spake unto them in the cloudy pillar. They kept his testimonies and the ordinance that he gave them. Thou answeredst them, O Lord our God. Thou wast a God that forgavest them, though thou tookest vengeance of their inventions. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. God is holy. God is holy. Psalm 29. Give unto the Lord, O ye mighty. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. The voice of the Lord is upon the waters. The God of glory thundereth. The Lord is upon many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaketh the cedars. Yea, the Lord breaketh the cedars of Lebanon. He maketh them also to skip like a calf. Lebanon and Syrian like a young unicorn. The voice of the Lord divideth the flames of fire. The voice of the Lord shaketh the wilderness. The Lord shaketh the wilderness of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord maketh the hinds to calve, and discovereth the forests. And in his temple doth everyone speak of his glory. The Lord sitteth upon the flood. Yea, the Lord sitteth king forever. The Lord will give strength unto his people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. People with peace. People with peace.
Messianic candle lighting blessing for the Shabbat in the Hebrew and the English tongue. Baruch atah Yahweh Eloheinu melech haolam asher kidishanu b'mitzvotav v'zivanu lehiyot ur lagoyim v'natan lanu et Yehoshua Mishianu Ur Ha'olam. Blessed is Yahweh Almighty, our King of the universe, who sanctifieth I and I, we, Yahweh's people, with his commandments, and commanded I and I, we, Yahweh's people, to be a light to the nations, and who gave to I and I, we, Yahweh's people, Yehoshua, our Messiah, the light of the world.
Yes, I give thanks to God to the mothers of the house for lighting the lights, sabbatical lights. Yes, I and the baraka for the Shabbat. Yes, I light the lights.
Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Push up the lights of them. Blaze up the torch. One more.
Satan. They catch a bomb of the conga drum, ringing out, come out, savage your people, come. Some depend on the Indian reservation. Some will go on to repatriation. Some will claim the land of Canaan. And of the slave driver, them be a possession. Oh, oh.
Set forth before thee as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice.
Evening sacrifice. Let my prayer be set forth before thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
For thee as incense.
Wise, perfect, blessed, Moriah.
Kabbalat Shabbat. Kabbalat Shabbat. Welcoming. HaShabbat, welcoming the Sabbath, the six psalms, the six psalms, the Kabbalat Shabbat service, the Avodah. It consists of three distinct components, a series of six psalms, beginning with Psalm 95 to Psalm 99 and Psalm 29, followed by a short mystical poem, the Ana B'Koach. Secondarily, the hymn, Lekha Dodi, come my friend, Lekha, tried Dodi, tried my beloved, tried my friend, come my friend. And thirdly, Psalm 92, superscribed a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation, a shir, a song for Yom HaShabbat, for the Sabbath day, and the Friday evening psalm, Psalm 93. So what are the six psalms? Hear, 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 Shema Yisrael. Hear, hear, hear for what is known and called the Kabbalat Shabbat, the six psalms. The custom of reciting, of chanting six psalms before the hymn of Lekha Dodi, come, try, Lekha Dodi, Dodi, my friend, my beloved. That is the heart of this avoda, this service. This is ascribed to Rebbe Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. Although there is some dispute, some say it was much older from the time of the Yehudi, the black Jews, the black and the brown Jews of Europa, of Europe, prior to 1492. But this Kabbalat Shabbat hymn, Lekha Dodi, is ascribed to Rabbi Moshe Cordovero, 1522 to 1570. The first of these psalms begin with the words, Leku ne ranena la donai, Leku, Leku ne ranena la donai, Le ranena La Yahuwah. Come, let us, Micah and I, sing before Jehovah. The six psalms, they all express the theme of Ha-Elohim, the true good, the true God, sovereignty. Sovereignty. And symbolize the six working days of the week, the six working days of the Shabuah, of the seven, of the strong. For each day, we say a mizmor, a psalm, a chant, an intonation that acknowledges Ha-El as Melech, as king, as Negus, even as Negus and Neges, and ruler of the universe, ruler of the universe, universal ruler. A psalm, a mizmor, for the seventh day is said right after the Lecha, Dodi, after the come, my friend, come, my beloved, my lover. There is a view that the recitation of six psalms before the start of HaShabbat, the Sabbath, can be traced back to the 9th century CE, the 9th century of what they call the Christian era, the AD time, Anno Domini. According to this view, the recitation of six psalms, not necessarily the same ones that we, I and I, say today, this was instituted in Babylonia, in Babylon, with the black Jews of the Babylonian during this time to commemorate the long and discontinued practice of blowing six shofar, rams, horn, blasts to signal the approaching Shabbat, the Senvet Ken, the Sabbath day. This would be done at regular interviews every Friday afternoon during the days of HaHekal, during the days of the temple, according to Shabbat 35b. The last of the six psalms, Psalm 29, which is superscribed Mizmor LeDavid, Mizmor LeDavid, Psalm of David, has special symbolic significance. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, suggests a connection between this Mizmor, this psalm, and the Amidah, the standing prayer, the Amidah. The reason that the weekday Amidah was first organized around 18 berkot, blessing, barakas, and the Shabbat Amidah around 7 brakot or brakas, blessing, was to relate it to the psalm, to the mizmor, where Ha-Elohim's name, the true good, the true God, Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, Baruch Hashem, blessed be the name, where Elohim's name is mentioned, where the Hashem is mentioned, the name is mentioned 18 times. While the phrase, Kol Adonai, Kol Yahuwah, voice of Adonai, Adonai, is used 7 times, according to Barakot 28b, 29a. The Talmud, the ancient teaching, also suggests that this mizmor, this psalm, contains an allusion to the order and theme of the first three barakot, blessings, first three barakas in the Amidah, according to Megillah 17b. This mizmor, this psalm, this chant, this intonation's symbolic association with the weekday, the Shavuah, the strong, and the Shabbat Amidah, the Sabbath Amidah, standing prayer, may explain why it was chosen to mark the transition from the weekday, from the Shabbat to the Sabbath, and why it became customary to stand or rise to stand while saying it. A short prayer of the mystics, the Ana Bekoach, was appended to Psalm 29 by the Kabbalist. The prayer is ascribed to a 2nd century Talmudic sage, Nehunya ben HaKana. It mentions 7 designations for the names, the Shemot of Elohim, the names of the true good, the names of the true God. Nora, Nora, awesome one. Nora, terrible one. Nora, dreadful one,
dreadful one.
Nora, Gibor, mighty one. Gibor, mighty one. Gibor. Hasin, almighty. Hasin, almighty.
Hasin.
Kadosh, Isla one. Kadosh, holy one. Kadosh, set apart one. Kadosh, Kadosh, Yahid, one and only, Yahid, one and only, Yahid, Yahid, Gaeh, Gaeh, exalted one, Gaeh, exalted one, Gaeh, 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 Yodeya, Ta'alumot, Yodea, Ta'alumot, Knower of inmost thoughts, Yodea, Ta'alumot, Knower of the innermost, of the innocent of thoughts within, Yodea, Ta'alumot. These designations are said to correspond to the seven voices,
voices, voices,
the seven voices of Elohim, the true good, the true God, mentioned in Psalm 29. Furthermore, this prayer contains 42 words. This prayer contains 42 words, 42 devarim, words that correspond to a composite name of Elohim, a phrase consisting of 42 letters that was once used as a substitute for the tetragrammaton, for the Yod-Heh-Weh-Heh, Yah-Heh-Weh-Heh, according to Kedushin 71a. That name and its meaning, some say, are unknown to us, or many of us, today. The six Psalms for the Kabbalat Shabbat.
And the earth shook. The mountain itself was moved by the presence of the Most High, who lived and reigned and ruled.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments. You are aware of the contents of the Ten Commandments, and elaborate on it.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Ana Bekoach, we beg thee, I. Ana, Ana Bekoach. Gedulata Yemin Katir Zerura. With the strength and greatness of thy right arm. Gedulata Yemin Katir Zerura. Untangle our united fate. Kaver Arina Ta Amika. Accept your people, thy people's song. Kaver Arina Ta Amika. Zangavein, 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 Tahereinu, Nora, Nora. Elevate and purify us. Zangavein,
Zangavein,
Zangavein, Tahereinu. Elevate and purify I and I, Nora, Nora, awesome one, dreaded one, dreadful one, awesome one, Na Gibor, please, heroic one, mighty one, Na Gibor, Dorshea Yehudeka, those who pursue your uniqueness, Kubavata Shamre, guard them as the pupil of the eye, Kubbat Shamre, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, Tamle. Bless them, purify them, pity them, Barkem, Tahare, Racheme, Sidkateka, Tamida, may your righteousness always reward them. Chasin Kadosh Berov Tuvika, powerful and holy and Isla One, in goodness, Nahela Idateka, in goodness lead your flock. Yahida Ge'e, Le Ameka Bine, Zokhreya Kedushateka, unique and proud one, to your people turn. Zokre, those who remember Kedushateka, your holiness, your islandness, your set apartness. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. Shawatenu Kavel, accept our cries. And hear our screams, accept our cries, our shout outs. Shau atenu, kaver ushma, atenu. Yo dea ta elumot, O knower of mysteries, of secrets. Yo dea ta elumot. Baruch Shem Kovod Malkuto Le'olam Va'ed. Blessed is the name of His Majesty, of His noble kingdom, for ever and ever.
Bakadamawi. Bakadamawi. Bakadamawi.
Send bet salam. Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, send bet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him. Salam.
Lecha Dodi, 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 Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath greet. Lecha Dodi, Likrat Tala, Tene Shabbat, Nikapala. To be repeated after each stanza. Lika todi likrati atala bnei shabbati nekapala. Keep and remember were fused in one word when the voice divine Ivine at Sinai was heard. הוא האחד ושמו אחד וההיא ובי ויהי בי צ'הובה יהיה צ'אג'ה אחד ושמו אחד Our Jehovah is one, and one is his name. Yahuwah Echad, Ushmo Echad, L'chem U'l'tifereta W'tehila. In him is our glory, in him our fame, Ayinai fame. L'ka dodi l'ikrati akala, b'nei shabati n'kabala. Oh, come, let us make Ayinai meet the Queen of Days. The Sabbath HaShabbat yields joy in all her ways. The last of Elohim's walk, but first in his design. The Sabbath HaShabbat foreshadows blessing, baraka, divine. Blessings I vine. Lekha todi likrati akala, b'nei shabbati nikabala. Thou holy city, Isla city, thou shrine of HaMelech, of the king, of the Nehus, even Nehus and the guests. Enough of thy grieving. Come now and sing. Yahuwah Jehovah will redeem thee, I. Lift up thy face. Yahuwah Jehovah will restore thee, I, again, to his grace. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Shake off thy dust and arise from the mire. Come and bedeck thee, I, in festive attire. Thy redemption is near, thy weeping let cease. Yahuwah Jehovah will fulfill thy yearnings for peace. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Arise, oh arise, for come is thy light. The darkness is lifted, born is the night. Awake, awake, sing the song of the free. See all thy homeless returning to thee. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Why art thou downcast? Why dost thou moan? Yahuwah Jehovah his glory upon thee I has shown. Thy foes he vanquished, thy foes he vaunted, he humbled their pride. Elohayik, thy Elohim has loved thee I, as bridegroom is bride. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. In freeness renewed again thou wilt thrive, thy land will blossom, thy youth will revive. El Elohim, steeds we, I and I know, and ever acclaim, chanting our praises, I and I eyes to his holy, his Isla name. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. We, I and I, greet thee, I, O Sabbath, O Shabbat, O Sinbetoi, crowned by Adonai, Rastafari. We, I and I, hail thee, I, rejoicing in common accord. We, I and I, are the faithful who bask in thy light. We, I and I, welcome thy day. We, I and I, welcome thy night. Lekha dodi elikrati akala, b'nei shabbati nekabala. Come, O friend, the bride to meet. Come, O friend, the Sabbath, HaShabbat, the Senbet, greet.
Yes, Shabbat Shalom, TJIF right here, here, here. Like to share this right here for this.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday,
Yay, yay, yay.
Yay,
this tune right here in Hebrew, just going with the Lekha Dodi and the theme of light illumination. And here, coming up on Pesach, the Passover, and Farsika season here. This is from Isaiah chapter 60, verse 1, where it's like, arise, shine, for thy light is come. The glory of Jehovah is risen up on thee. The theme in the Lekha Dodi, like speaking to she, even speaking to Yisrael, and also speaking of the Sabbath. So here, just to rise up the chant right here. This is Iki Levi with the key verse, the Uri Yisrael, like shine, I and I, the Beta Israel of the West, over here. Yes, I, Jah bless, Rastafari, new name.
Thank you.
rise, shine, rise and shine. Yes, I. That right there by E.K. Levy.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
Yes, I, Rastafari. Yeah, and listening to the relics and the translation, some of the basic Lekadodi, this really kind of came out. You know, the refrain of the Lekha, come, Dodi, come, my friend, or my friend, my love, Dodi. Dodi is like from the Dod root. Like we have like Wadada in that sense, love, yes, the Hebrew sense of it. Come, my friend, let us go, my beloved, to meet the bride, the Sabbath, the sabbatical presence, the face of the Sabbath. Let us welcome. That's the sense of the Kabbalat Shabbat. This here being a request of Yisrael, of Israel's beloved. So here, and the prophetic connection right here.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel?
So the tune right there, I'm looking for the relic and, you know, to see if whether the lyrics, we could go through it, you know, verse by verse. But what I pick up on is that inspiration from Isaiah chapter 6. You'd like to just share this into the record right here, going to ride up for another beloved, you know, the beloved Psalm 45, have the Royal Amharic on ready. Go through the verse by verse and some interesting nuances also here in the season, seeing this is for the Gregorian April 8th and April 3rd, we have that as Itege Menin, her Royal Highness's, her earth strong, her birthday, though in some, reckonings, it was the 25th of March, but, you know, we see a season leading up to the April 3rd right there. And so here, this psalm, coronation psalm, today's daily psalm, I'd like to share this right here. And this is right up with Psalm 92, Psalm 93, and then we'll bring forth Psalm 45 just to seal up the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath. But just to bring out some of the inner sense, like of what the relic, you know, what's in the relic. The Lekadodi, make I and I go, make I and I try, my beloved, to meet the bride. So the Shabbat here is personified, you know, as we say she, as the bride. This is interesting because even for the Beta Israel of the West, we're the Beta Israel of the West, but when we look to the East, we see the Beta Israel of the East, the Ethiopian Jews, as some refer to them, and they may refer to themselves as such, the Ethiopian Jews of Ethiopia, of that remnant of the Israelites of Ethiopia. They also see the Shabbat as a mother from the ancient, you say, the chewing of the and eating of the manna, the angel's bread. So this is interesting just to emphasize, bring out this sense that divine double helix, he created man, humanity in his image, male and female. So we get to see this, the presence of the Shabbat, right? This is the request of Israel's beloved. Right, so here, just to share this right here, and also the prophetic, you say, Israelite of Ethiopia, and, you know, at home and abroad connection. So arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of Jehovah is risen up on thee, is risen upon the eye. The Hebrew sense of it, you know, the kumi, my ori, ki, ba, orek. Ua kabod Yahuwah alaik zarah. His light has shined, it's shining, is illuminating. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. As you see in this day and time, the darkness not being the literal sense, but in the second of the Hebrew two truths, the ignorance, that darkness is over all peoples, as Revelation brings out. But Yahweh, hey, Jehovah shall arise up on thee, and his glory, Kabodo, shall be seen up on thee. And the Gentiles, the nation states of this present, we say Anglo-American world order, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. lift up thine eyes round about and see. See? All they gather themselves together, they come to thee, to the eye. Thy sons shall come from far, and thy daughters shall be nursed at thy side. Another key emphasis to be brought out here is the context of this is speaking to sheep. Here in the prophet Isaiah, when you read it in the language, Royal Amharic, and in the Masoretawi Kwankwa, the Ebraist, as Matthew says, the Hebrew, we see that it's speaking to sheep. So just think about that context, and thou, right, shall see and flow together, and thine heart shall feel, shall reverence, respect. Tefari, and be enlarged because of the abundance of the sea shall be converted to thee. The forces of the nations, the nation states shall come to thee. So even in this time, if we can perceive, you know, it's like, you know, almost everybody got a little rasta or something, but just to grow in grace and the knowledge of the King of Kings Christ. Verse 6, the multitude of the camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Midian and Ephah. All they from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and incense, and they shall shew forth the praise, the Isis, the Tehillah, the exaltation of Xavier of Jehovah. All the flocks of Kedar, right, of Gutta and Kedar in that region shall be gathered together to thee. The rams of Nebaioth shall minister, serve to thee. They shall come up with acceptance on mine altar. Interesting here in the third book of Moshe, studying the handbook of the priests and also concerning the altar. And I will glorify the house, the bait of my glory. Who are these that fly as a cloud and as the doves to their windows? Surely the owls. Even speaking of what even the Caribbean, the isles shall wait for me. The ships of Tarshish, speaking about Spain, first to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them to the name, to the Hashem of Yahweh, of he who be his divine majesty, thy Elohim, thy power, and to the Holy One, the Kadosh of Yisrael, because he hath glorified thee. The sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and the king shall minister serve to thee. For in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. No, this is as Jehovah speaking to Yisrael, as you could say, he, right, speaking to she, like the bridegroom speaking to the bride proverbially, or today's daily psalm in that sense, metaphorically. Therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring to thee the forces. The forces, it's interesting in the Hebrew, the word forces is chayil, the chayil, like you say, chayla selassie, the power, might of the Trinity. Here in the Hebrew, we have chayil. In the Hebrew, the chayil, the H24-28 can be strength, might brought out as efficiency, can also be wealth, because wealth is a certain sort of a might, the strength, efficiency, also an army. An army is a chayil, right? So here where it says that they may bring to thee the chayil, the forces of the Gentiles, the nation states, and that their kings may be brought. For the nation and kingdom, this, verse 12, Yeshaya, the prophecy unfolding even in this present time, space, continuum, this dispensation. Isaiah chapter 60, verse 12, for the nation and the kingdom, for the nation and nation states and the government that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations, United Nations, listen up. Those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come to thee, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box tree together to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending to thee. Check this, ethnic Israel, the sons also of them, once lost, now found, black and brown sheep. It says, the sons of them that afflicted thee shall come bending to thee. And all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down, that the soles of thy feet, at the soles of thy feet, and they shall call thee the city of Jehovah, the consciousness, the air, the atmosphere of Jehovah, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken, speaking to she, and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt suck the milk of the Gentiles, the nations, and shall suck the breasts of the kings. And thou shalt know that I, he who be thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob, For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, bur, shekel, kesef, and for wood, brass, and for stones, iron. I will make thy officers peace. I will make thy officers peace and thine exactors righteousness. Let me make a note right here. In the Hebrew, we have nagash. In some of the Judaic, we could say Torah and, Torah books and also the Isaiah, it brings out the exactors. The exactors is the term in the Hebrew nogesim, from the Hebrew nagash, right? And it's an interesting terminology. In fact, the Cushite taskmasters that was brought in, you know, later on during the Hebrews' time in Mitzrayim, they had the term for taskmasters changed. First, they were like kind of managers from the Israelites. But when they kept asking for a vacation, like, you know, a time to praise Jehovah outside of Egypt, and Pharaoh didn't want to give them that, they started to turn up on them. And it was hard to get, you know, some of our own people to turn up like that on us. So they brought in other taskmasters, some of the Nubians and the Cushites. And the terminology is interesting in the Hebrew, because we have this term nogesh, nagash, right? Nogesh, right? And here in the Hebrew, this term basically means to press, to drive. But in another sense, it can mean to oppress or to exact. Like exact, you exert a demanding pressure, which is also, even among righteous kings, righteously is one of their duties. So it brings out another sense of the negus sense, right? Especially with today's Psalm 45, Coronation Day Psalm. So I just want to bring that out. We can get into that a little bit more. Perhaps this might have been one of the reasons why even Miriam, when she talked about Moshe marrying the Cushite woman, if you know the background of the story, that some of the other taskmasters that was not of the Hebrews, you know, but some of them were some from the upper kingdom, and some of them were Cushites, you know, or the term changes, as we say, the nogesim. But here the same term, nogesim, is now being applied to redeem Israel, which is curious. Are you not as the children of? Here in Isaiah chapter 60, verse 17, where it says, for brass, I will bring gold. So we're talking about currency. And iron, I will bring silver. And for wood, brass, and for stones, iron. I will also make thy officers peace, shalom, and thy exactors, nogesim, righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders. For thou shalt call thy walls salvation, Yeshua, and thy gates praise, Tehillah. The Tehillah in the Hebrew, praise, is the Elota. The sun shall be no more thy light by day. Sound like Revelation here, Yeshaya. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light, illumination to thee. So the moon has her own light. But Jehovah shall be to thee an everlasting light, illumination, and thy Elohim, thy power, thy Hailahim, thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For Jehovah shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. This brings out the theme of the Lecha Dodi. You know, why weepest thou? That was past. We experienced that. So even the once lost, now found, the Beta Israel of the West, the diaspora, we have to recognize if it shifts that consciousness shift, as it says right here, where it says, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. The days of the victimization shall be ended and beginning the days of victory. Verse 21, thy people shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever. The branch, the netzer of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. Interesting, the word glory, when we bring it out, the tiferet in Hebrew on the tree of life, and the tefari also is at the root of the word glory in the Hebrew. Last verse, the 22nd verse here, a little one shall become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, Jehovah, will hasten it in his time. So everything has a time and a season and an Iowa. Yes, I. Glory be, the word sound and the power. Yes, I.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, saith the Lord.
So here, a chant for the congregation. This is not the standard KJV, but an inspired version right here, in a kind of KJV style. Here, a chant for the congregation, Psalm 92, right off Psalm 92, the standard KJV after this, here. Yes, sir.
Psalm 92. A chant for the congregation. Gratitude. Psalm 94. Psalm 92. A chant for the congregation. Gratitude. 'Tis good to thank the mighty Jah, to chant thy name, O thou most high, I, to tell at morn thy love abroad, thy truth beneath the midnight sky, with ten-string lute and lyre so sweet, deep thoughtful chords, with harpings so sweet. For with thy work and high employ meet, thou cheerest me, Jehovah. I sing for joy. As flowering palm the just shall shew, as mountain cedar waving broad, set in Jehovah's own house they grow, in holiest precincts of I and I God. These in hoar age more fruit shall bear, forever glowing, green and fair, to shew how true Jehovah mine aid, how bright, how clear from evil shade.
Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord. Selah.
Yeah, Army Gideon, the acoustic version here. Shabbat peace, Ras Andesa.
Bemezmor Dawit, Zitna Hule. Besama Abba, well, women feskalu, sahadu amla, amen. كبر الأكلال وكبر الدلسو وكبر الحيث وكبر السلامة وحيد الله جاء راس أفراء أجاجا ويا ويل أجاجا ويا ويل سنبت سلام Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah.
a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the 10-string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his law. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send me salam, Shabbat shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa. And I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom. Song for the days of rest, well, inside your home. And still, send Beth Salam, Shabbat Shalom.
It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep.
A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Shabbat shalom, send that salam. So here the seal up right here with the Friday evening psalm right here, Psalm 92.
Psalm 93. The Lord reigneth, he is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength, wherewith he hath girded himself. The world also is established, that it cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever, 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 forever.
Yes, yes, yes.
Forever.
Licha, licha, slika, slika, yeah, you kept that in there. I said 92 again, I think you said 93, but yes, that was Psalm 93, the Friday evening psalm right there. A little word be coming forth, coming a way to get around that 1 cent per minute. There's little technological Wi-Fi, putting on your Wi-Fi and calling via Wi-Fi to get around. You know, if you have Wi-Fi, that 1 cent per minute. Give more details as we move forward, but, you know, just give that as a good kind of a heads up. You can use that for other chat lines or such services, podcasts, if you like to call in. If you have certain phone services, they charge a penny per minute. But here, coming to the fulfillment of the Kabbalat Shabbat, the welcoming of the Sabbath for the TJIF, going to ride up with Psalm 45. Now, Psalm 45, you know, in season, out of season, as it regularly rises up, you know, according to the Davidic worship, according to the Royal Order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, you know, we've had opportunity to build on it. So going to see what we can share here with the time that we have. But first things first, going to touch on the royal Amharic and go to a verse by verse, but first this.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect God, light of the world, is these imperial majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie. Protect my son David as he travel this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with overstanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence.
We are all David in 21st century, even in 21st century of faith, courage, and a just cause. I and I, like little David, like I and I namesake, Kamala Haile Selassie, will still defeat Goliath, our all.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them. And they all shall have one shepherd, 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 one shepherd.
So on Coronation Day, November 2nd, 1930, it did go a little something like this right here, here, here. I'd like to share this right here. Some of the Hebrew highlights, Psalm 45, first in the English, then ride up with the royal Amharic. Yes, I hear this. Our Psalm 45.
Psalm 45.
Mizmor memhe, lamnatzeach al shoshanim livne korach, maskil shir yedido 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 shir.
My heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever, 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 forever and ever.
In my with King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of
So people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring Christ to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Today's Daily Psalm dub right here, here, here. Yes, I, Alpha Omega. Ah.
መዝሙር 44 በቅንፍ 45 ለመዘምራን አለቃ በመለከቶች የቆሬ ልጆች ትምህርት የፍቅር መዝሙር። ልቤ መልካም ነገርን አፈለቀ፣ እኔ ሥራዬን ለንጉሥ እነግራለሁ። አንደበቴ እንደ ፈጣን ጸሐፊ ብርዕ ነው። ውበትህ ከሰው ልጆች ይልቅ ያምራል፣ ሞገስ በከንፈሮችህ ፈሰሰ። ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ባረከ። ኃያል ሆይ በቁንጅናህና በውበትህ ሰይፍህን በወገብህ ታጠቅ። ስለ ቅንነትና ስለ የዋህነት ስለ ጽድቅም አቅና፣ ተከናወን፣ ንገስም። ቀኝህም በክብር ይመራሃል። ኃያል ሆይ ፍላጻዎችህ የተሳሉ ናቸው፣ እነርሱም በንጉሥ ጠላቶች ልብ ውስጥ ይገባሉ፣ አሕዛብም በበታችህ ይወድቃሉ። አምላክ ሆይ ዙፋንህ ለዘላለም ነው። የመንግሥትህ በትር የቅንነት በትር። ጽድቅን ወደድህ፣ አመጣንም ጠላህ። ስለዚህ ከባልንጀሮችህ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር አምላክህ የደስታ ዘይትን ቀባ። በልብሶችህ ሁሉ ከርቤና ሽቶ ዝባድም አሉ። ከዝሆን ጥርሶች አዳራሽ ደስ ያሰኙሃል። የንጉሶች ሴት ልጆች ለክብርህ ናቸው። በወርቅ ልብስ ተጎናጽፋና ተሸፋፍና ንግሥቲቱ በቀኝ ትቆማለች። ልጄ ሆይ ስሚ፣ እይ፣ ጆሮችንም አዘንብይ፣ ወገንሽን የአባትሽንም ቤት እርሺ። ንጉሥ ውበትሽን ወዷልና እርሱ ጌታሽ ነው። የጢሮስ ሴቶች ልጆች እጅ መንሻን ይዘው ይሰግዱለታል። የምድር ባለጠጎች አሕዛብ በፊትሽ ይማለላሉ። ለሐሴቦን ንጉሥ ልጅ ሁሉ ክብሯ ነው። ልብሷ የወርቅ መጎናጸፊያ ነው። በኋላ ደናግሉን ለንጉሥ ይወስዳሉ፣ ባልንጀሮቿንም ወደ አንተ ያቀርባሉ። በደስታና በሐሴት ይወስዷቸው፣ ወደ ንጉሥ እልፍኝም ያስገቧቸው። በአባቶችሽ ፈንታ ልጆች ተወለዱልሽ፣ በምድርም ሁሉ ላይ ገዢዎች አድርገሽ ትሾሚያቸዋለሽ። ለልጅ ልጅ ሁሉ ስምሽን ያሳስባሉ። ስለዚህ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም አሕዛብ ይገዙልሃል።
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. Fully catch it on the replay. On the replay. On the replay.
What happened? You know Tinder gave us life. Free without cost, priceless without price. What happened? You know Tinder gave us life. Give thanks unto the blood Christ. Hey, yo, what happened?
Calling, calling, calling to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. Replay. 515-602-9761. To hear the full of full now. Now. Calling, 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 calling. Call 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761. Calling 515-602-9761.
Thank Jah Rastafari. It's Friday. Yay, yay, yay.
OK.
Okay, so right here, Psalm 45. I have a note here on the track. I think this may be one of the early tracks, but it's kind of very much detailed. But there's a note on verse 7 and verse 12. So let's listen together right here. If any corrections or updatings, we'll definitely update the brothers and sisters. The psalm here, one of the psalms chanted and recited on Coronation Day, November 2nd, 1930, is themed the Royal Wedding Psalm. So here, let's ride up. This is going to take us hopefully into the grace of this TJIF podcast. We got like 16 minutes. So once you seek to call in or check us out on Rastafari Student, seek to regularly maybe podcast on that particular platform, you know, for the studies and the discipleship right there, Rastafari Student on the YouTube, also other platforms like Rastafari Groundation and also the Facebook, but mainly let's focus on Rastafari Student, and certain special podcasts and audios will be shared on Rastafari Jews. But just letting one-to-ones know for those listening in the Blog Talk live stream, yes, I. Here today's daily psalm, Psalm 45.
Salamta, Eina Yistalin. Greetings, Salamta, Eina Yistalin. Greetings of salam of peace. May Jah give you health, Eina Yistalin, on my behalf, on Eina's behalf. Here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, Gormawi, Ketamawi, Chayla Selassie. So you make Ziyavi, Nugusa Neges, Ze Ethiopia. Weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. So here in the book of the seven seals, the Metzhaf Kedus, in the Mezmure Dawit, in the Psalms of David, here in the authorized, revised Amharic Bible of His Imperial Majesty, Haile Selassie I, conquering lion of the tribe of Judah, king of kings of Ethiopia, Christ in his kingly character. Here we have Mezmor Arba Amist. Mezmor Arba Amist. Psalm 45. Ye Ngusawi Sarg Mezmor. Ye Ngusawi Sarg Mezmor. 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 A psalm, a chant of kingly, right? A kingly wedding, a royal wedding. A royal wedding song. Somebody say a royal marriage, but this is more of the sarg. The sarg is the wedding. Yenugusawi, a kingly sarg wedding. Mezmur, psalm, a chant. Psalm, a chant. Psalm. Superscription reads: Le mezemrana leka be melekotoch ye korei lejoch temherit ye fikar mezmur to the chief musician. Le mezemran aleka upon Shoshanim. Now Shoshanim, we have this in the Hebrew, La Menatzeach al Shoshanim, Livnei Korach, Livnei Korach, Livnei Korach, Ye Korei Lejoch. Here we have Be Melekotoch, Be Meleko, Be Melekotoch, 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 Meleket, Melekotoch. Trumpets, we have the trumpets, right? The trumpets, the lilies, the trumpets, Shoshanim. In the Hebrew, we have Shoshanim, Shoshanim, Al, or Allah Shoshanim, upon Shoshanim, Allah Shoshanim, to the chief musician, La Menatzeach, Bamarinya, the Metzav Kedus, Haile Selassie version, HSV, from compare this side by side with the KJV, we have Le Mezemarana Leka, to the chief musician, upon Shoshanim, we have this in the KJV, the superscription to Psalm 45, Shoshanim, Shoshanim, lilies. And so we have the sense of spring or the Shoshanim Psalms. Some say were probably connected with the Passover season, hence they were reminders. What is Passover, Pesach, right, and looking forward even here in the season, but it reminders of redemption, redemption out of bondage. So we have this psalm corresponding in the season to the first reading, right, in the Shavuah for the first reading from the second book of Moses, the Orit Zetzaat, the Torah, the Ethiopian Torah, the Orit Zetzaat, of the coming out, right, the Siyata Mitzrayim, right, the book of the coming out from Mitzrayim, the Siyat Zetzaat, of coming out of bondage, and the origins of Yisrael, Israel as a nation and as a people. This is what we're speaking of here. And all this is connected with Shemot. All this is connected with Exodus, right? Especially with Exodus. So we have today's daily psalm, Be'melekotoch, Melekotoch, trumpets or lilies, that connection with the trumpets because of how the lilies look. So when we look at the symbolism, learning to read the sign language, right? You can see within the lilies is a trumpet. So here, Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus, taking on the metaphoric sense, Be'melekotoch, on trumpets, Yekorei lejoch temheret. It is a teaching, Livnei korach maskil, maskil. So in the Hebrew, we have the word maskil. And here we have, for the sons of Korah, maskil. You have that in the KJV superscription to today's daily psalm, Psalm 45. Yekorei lejoch temheret. So the temheret, according to the Targum of Negus Negas, the King of Kings, defines for us the maskil, 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 a teaching, right? Maskil, understanding, to give praise of understanding, where we find the word also in Psalm 47 and 7. But here, in the superscription, it has yefikar mezmur, yefikar, fikar, fikar, loves, or the highest form of love, yefikar mezmur. Yefikar mezmor, a song of love, a chant of love, a psalm in the sense of a song, but a psalm, a chant, an intonation, yefikar mezmor, a song of love. So this is a superscription here, today's daily psalm, Psalm 45. Yenugusawi sarg mezmor, a royal wedding psalm, a royal wedding chant, a royal wedding psalm. Lemezamran, Le mezemran aleka, le mezemran aleka, be melekotoch yek orei lejoch temheret, ye fikar mezmor. Today's daily psalm. So the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the Royal Amharic, the Book of Seven Seals, side by side with the KJV, King James Version, besema'ab, wewelid, webenfes, kedus, ahadu amlak, in the Jimran. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, we begin. Puter an, verse 1. Libei melkam negarin afeleke, ine sarayin lenegus negralo, andebete indafetan al sahafi berinno, berinno, berinno. My heart is indicting a good matter. Libei melkam negarin afeleke, my heart is indicting a good matter. Is flowing out of my heart. I feel like levei melkam negarin. I feel like my heart is overfloweth with a goodly melkam melkam negarin. I feel like levei melkam negarin. I feel like. Now let's just note this right here, right? Since we're in the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrew Psalms, and also let's just note this right here in the anaphora kedist mariam, in the anaphora, or the aliyah in that sense of the use of it, but the anaphora, that offering up, anaphora, like the aliyah, anaphora of Kedist Mariam, the anaphora of Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, Mother of Elohim, which Abba Heriakos, Bishop of the province of Behnessa, composed through the Holy Spirit, may her prayer, the blessing and mercy of her beloved Son be with I and I, King of Kings, right, and I and I, Queen, and to ages of ages, amen. So here, in this opening, 1, 2, 3 of the anaphora, just to connect it with today's daily psalm, which is also the Black Messiah, right, the kingly Christ in his kingly character, Garmawi, Garmawi, Haile Selassie, and Her Majesty. This is the royal wedding psalm, the coronation psalm, November 2nd, 1930, the acceptable year of the Lord, of Jah, of Jehovah, of Adonai, of Adonai, Jah, Rastafari. So here, looking at the anaphora of Kedis Mariam, after the priest says, the Lord be with you all, the people respond, and with your spirit, the priest says, give thanks to our God. The people say, it is right, it is just. The priest says, lift up your hearts. The people's response is, we have lifted them up to the Lord our God. Now here we get to the third sostenya anket, or the third article. The priest says this, my heart indicts a good deliberation. My heart, libei, ponders a worthy concept. My heart exclaims a noble oracle. Libay Melkan Negarin Afeleka. So here we have in the anaphora of Kedist Mariam, in the third article, right, the third article, the priest says these opening words of the coronation psalm, the Negusawi Sarg Mezmur. This is the coronation of the King of Kings, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah. Psalm right here, this psalm, Psalm 45, and it's a royal wedding psalm. And it makes mention of the king, even the king Messiah, the Negus Messi, right? The Negus, the king, Messiah, the Moshiach HaMelech, even Christ in his kingly character in the second advent, second adventure, the second coming. So here in the third article, it says, my heart indicts a good deliberation. So KJV reads it as, my heart is indicting a good matter. This is how it's read. The Tehillim, right, the Sefer Tehillim translation has, my heart overfloweth with a goodly matter, a goodly matter. Just to bring out what we have here in the Royal Amharic, right, in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus, and here in the Mezmore Dawit, right, in the Psalms of David, at verse 1, Kuter Ad, Leve Melkam Negrin Afeleke, Ines Rayin Lengus Negralo, Andevete in the Fetana Sahafi, Berit is a pen, right? He says, I speak of things which I have made touching the king. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer, almost like the felt, the quill, so to speak, the beritno. Libe melkam negrina feleka. Inne sarayin le negus negralo. Andevete in the fetana tzahafi beritno. My heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. I say, my work is concerning a king. Ine Sarayin le negus negralo. Ine, I myself, I tell my work for the king. Ine Sarayin le negus negralo. Andebete in the fetana sahafi beritno. My tongue. Here it says, Bamarinya, in the Royal Amharic, in HSV, the Book of the Seven Seals, says, Andebete, my style of speech. Andebete in the fetana sahafi beritno. My style of speech, my way of speaking, to say my tongue, not my literal tongue here, but Bamarinya says, my style of speech, andevete, in the fetan, like a swift, sahafi, in the fetana sahafi, beritno, as the pen of a ready writer. This first verse, as it is found, the first part, my heart is indicting a good matter. My heart overfloweth. My heart is overflowing for good matter. This is repeated three times in the Nafra of Kedis Mariam at the third anket, at the third article. Just a note. Yes. Kuter Hulet, verse 2. Wubetih, kasole joch yilik yamral, moges beken ferochih fesese, silezih, egziarihara, lezalalem bareke. Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore God, egziarihara, the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, hath blessed thee, I, forever. Wubetih, kasole joch yilik yamral, moges beken ferochih fesese, silezih egziarihar lezalalem bareke. Therefore, egziarihar, the sustainer, true good, the true God, hath blessed thee, I, forever. Kuter sos, third verse. Chayal hoy, bequina jnahina bewubetih, seifahina bewogabih, Tatek, gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. Chayal hoy, bequina jnahina bewubetih, seifahina bewogabih, tatek. Sile kinetina, sile ye wahinet, sile sidkima akna, teknawena negesim. And in thy majesty, ride prosperously,
prosperously because of truth and meekness, righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Silek inetina, sila yawahinet, sila sidikim akna, tekanawin, negesim, kenyahim bekuburra yimerahal, chayal hoi, filas aochih, yetisalunachu, narsum ben gusa talatocha libawist, igabalu, ahizabimma bebetachih, yewedakalu. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies. Philas Aroche Yetasalu Nacho Narusum Benugusa Talatocha Libuista Igabalu. Igabalu. Igabalu are sharp. Whereby the people fall under the eye. Ahizabim. Ahzabim, the peoples, Ahzabim, Bebetachih Yuwekalu. Amlakoi. Zufanihi lezalalemno, ye mengistihi betera, ye kineta beterno. Thy throne, O God, O source, amlakohoi, thy throne is forever, for ever and ever, amlakohoi. Zufanihi lezalalemno, amlakohoi, zufanihi lezalalemno, ye mengistihi beter, ye kineta beterno. The scepter, the better, Yemen gistihi, better, the scepter of thy kingdom, of thy government, Yemen gistihi, better, the scepter of thy kingdom, of thy government, is a right scepter, Yekineta better, no, Yekinet, it is a straightforward, it is right, it is straight, Yekinet. Yekininet, as integrity, yekininet abeterno. Sidkina wadede, amit animat ela, silezia kabalinjarochehe, yelik, exiavi ramlak, yedesita, zeitina keba. Thou, the I lovest righteousness, and hatest wickedness, and hatest ratchetness, rebellion. Sidkina wadede, amit animat ela. Therefore, God, therefore, the true good, the source, therefore, God, thy God, therefore, Exiavi Amlak, hath anointed thee, I, with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. Sidkina wadede, amit anim tela, silezika balinjerochehe, yilik, Exiavi Amlak, yedesta zetin, zetinna keba. Belipsoche, hulua karvena, shitua, zibadim alu. Cause the hornet ersocha darash, desi asenyuhal. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia. Out of the ivory places, out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. Belipsochihe hulu karvena shitua zibadim malu kazohon tersota darash des yasenyuhal ye nugusocha seta lijoche lekabrihe nacho bewark alipsa te guana tafana te shafafina negis titu bekenye tik ovalech kuter zeteng verse 9 king's daughters were among thy honorable women, ye ngusocha setlijocha lekavrihe nacho. Upon thy right hand to stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Bewark alips te gwanat afana te shafafina ngisatitu abekenyihe tikomalech. Lijehoi, simi, iyi, jeroshinim azenibiyi, wagenishin yabatishinim beit arshi. Hearken, O daughter, lijehoi, simi, hearken here, O daughter, lijehoi, simi. Iyi, jeroshinim azenibiyi, wagenishin yabatishinim beit arshi. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Hearken here, Semi, Iyi, 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 see, Jeroshanim, and your ear, Azanidbiyi, incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. Wagenishina Yabatishinim Baitarshi Nugosa Ubetishina Wedalina Arsu Getash Nouna. So shall the king Nugus, so shall the Nugus greatly desire thy beauty. Nugus Ubetishina Wedalina. For he is thy Lord, thy Adon, thy Gita. He is thy Lord. Arsu Getashnowina. And worship thou him. Yet Iros Setoch Lijoche Jamen Nishana Yizo Yisegadul Letal. Yemidara Balat Egocha Zababe Fitihi Yamalalu. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift even. The rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Yet Irosa Setocha Lijocha Ijamen Shana Yizo Yisegadul Letal. Yemidara Balat Egocha Ahzaba Befitihi Yemalalu. Le Haseron Nangusa Lija Hulu Kubra. Kubwa, kubwano, lipswa, yawarka megwanaz efiano. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. Le hasevona ngusalicha hulu kubwano, lipswa, yawarka megwanaz efiano. Be khalawad na galuna len gusa yi westalo. Balina jarochewanema wada ante yakarvalo. She shall be brought to the king in raiment of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought to the eye. Be khalawa dena galun len gusa yi westalo. Balina jarochuanim wada ante yakarvalo. Be desitana be hasita yi wesa duachuala wada ngusa ilafinima yasa gebuachuala. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Bedestana behaseta yuesa duachual, wodengusa ilfinima yasa gebuachual. Be abatochisha fantal jocha teweledulish. Be midrimo hululaya gejwocha dergesha tishomi achualesh. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. Be abato chisha fanta lejocha te weledulish. Be midrimo hulu lai gejwocha dergesh te shomi yachualesh. And this here is speaking to she, speaking to the queen. Kuter asara savat, verse 17. Lelejlejo hulu simishina ya sasabalu. Silazih le alamina lezalalem ahizaba yegezu lehal. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Lelij lij hul simishin yasasavalu. I will make thy name, speaking to she, speaking to the queen, to be remembered in all generations. Silazih. Therefore, silazih le alamina lezalalem ahizab yegezu lehal. Therefore shall the people praise thee, speaking to he, even he who be his divine majesty. Karmawi karmawi khayna salasi. Silazih le alamina lezalalem ahizab yegezu lehal. Therefore shall the people praise yegezu lehal, submit themselves to the eye, male.
forever and ever, for ever and ever
and ever
and
ever
and
ever
and
ever
and
ever
and
ever
and
ever
and
ever
and
ever
and ever
and ever. Yes, yes, yes. Gonna ride up on a little dub, midrash dub of reasoning on the psalm to bring out some of the details. But here, just hear me, the speaker, Abraham Chabuda. Today's daily psalm from the HSV, Haile Selassie version, the King of Kings Bible, authorized, revised, Book of the Seven Seals. Yes, I, Asmafari. Here we go.
Mazmur Arbarat, Bek and Nefarbams. Lamazamran Aleka, Bamelekatuch, Yokorel Joistemert, Yefaker Mazmur. Libbe Melkam Negerin Afeleka. እኔ ስራዬን ለንጉስ ነግራለሁ አንደበቴ እንደ ፈጣን ጻፊ ብርዕ ነው ውበት ከሰው ልጆች ይልቅ ያምራል ሞገስ በከንፈሮች ፈሰሰ ስለዚህ እግዚአብሔር ለዘላለም ባረከ ኃያል ሆይ በቁንጅናህና በውበትህ ሰይፍህን በወገብህ ታጠቅ ስለ ቅንነትና ስለ የዋህነት ስለ ጽድቅም አቅና ተከናወን ንገስም ቀኝህም በክብር ይመረሃል ኃያል ሆይ ፍላጻዎች የተሳሉ ናቸው እነርሱም በንጉስ ጠላቶች ልብ ውስጥ ይገባሉ አህዛብም በበታችህ ይወድቃሉ አምላክ ሆይ ዙፋንህ ለዘላለም ነው የመንግስትህ በትር የቅንነት በትር ነው ጽድቅን ወደድክ አመጣንም ጠላ ስለዚህ ከባልንጀሮችህ ይልቅ እግዚአብሔር አምላክህ የደስታ ዘይትን ቀባ በልብሶችህ ሁሉ ከርቤና ሽቶ ዝባድም አሉ ከዝሆን ጥርሶች አዳራሽ ደስ ያሰኙሃል የንጉሶች ሴት ልጆች ለክብርህ ናቸው በወርቅ ልብስ ተጎናጽፋና ተሸፋፍና ንግስቲቱ በቀኝ ትቆማለች ልጄ ሆይ ስሚ እይ ጆሮችንም አዘንቢ ወገንሽን ያባትሽንም ቤት እርሺ ንጉሱ ውበትሽን ወዷልና እርሱ ጌታሽ ነውና የጢሮስ ሴቶች ልጆች እጅ መንሻን ይዘው ይሰግዱለታል የምድር ባለጠጎች አሕዛብ በፊትሽ ይማለላሉ ለሐሴቦን ንጉስ ልጅ ሁሉ ክብሯ ነው ልብሷ የወርቅ መጎናጸፊያ ነው በኋላ ደናግሉን ለንጉስ ይወስዳሉ ባልንጆሮቿንም ወደ አንተ ያቀርባሉ በደስታና በሐሴት ይወስዷቸዋል ወደ ንጉስ ልፍኝም ያስገቧቸዋል በአባቶችሽ ፈንታ ልጆች ተወለዱልሽ በምድርም ሁሉ ላይ ገዢዎች አድርገሽ ትሾሚያቸዋለሽ ለልጅ ልጅ ሁሉ ስምሽን ያሳስባሉ ስለዚህ ለዓለምና ለዘላለም አሕዛብ ይገዙልሃል
Amen, amen. If you heard right there, in the psalm, when it addresses, O God, Almighty One, we have Chayal Hoy, in the Amharic twice, and I think Amla Koy, O God, O Powerful One, Chayal Hoy. Joy, rhythm.
Psalm 45.
מזמור ממה למנצח על שושנים לבני קורח משכיל שיר ידידו 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 שיר
My heart is inditing a good matter I speak of the things which I have made touching the king My tongue is the pen of a ready writer Thou art fairer than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips,
therefore God hath blessed thee forever. Gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty. And in thy majesty ride prosperously because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the king's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. Thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom is a right scepter. Thou lovest righteousness and hatest wickedness. Therefore God, thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces, whereby they have made thee glad. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Hearken, O daughter, and consider and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. So shall the king greatly desire thy beauty, for he is thy lord, and worship thou him. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold. She shall be brought unto the king in raiments of needlework. The virgins, her companions that follow her, shall be brought unto thee. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. Instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou mayest make princes in all the earth. I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise thee forever and ever. Ever.
The home place is
And what we zoom in on is the last couple of verses, last like three or so verses we touched on it previously, but also to get in a little bit more in on these last three verses, how it's brought out in the royal of heart, the braiding between the king and the queen. I don't know if you picked up on it, but we get into a little bit more, as well as correcting certain certain misconceptions that we might have concerning what is called or what we refer to as King Alpha, Queen Omega, based on the Coronation Day Psalm right here, here, here. So stay tuned, stay tuned. Yes, all right.
Great is the king, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, Lord Titus last and first.
I love you.
He's King of Kings, Simon. Lord of Lords, Conqueror, Lion of the Tribe of Judah, Heir of Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie first.
Mendegana again.
Great is the King, and great is his name to be praised. Ancient of days, Lord Titus last and first.
I love you.
So right here, 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 this here, a previous reasoning, but definitely to cheer as we get into some of the details right here. Empress Menen, a.k.a. Queen Omega, and Psalm 45, the Royal Wedding Psalm. So here we go through a couple of points right here regarding this psalm and also regarding the Royal Amharic version, also backed up by the Gutters. And also breaking down and building this psalm right here. And it was breaking down and having a build on today's daily psalm right here, here, here. Yes, I. Rastafari. Ride up.
This right here is taken from the passing of Empress Menen, Itege Menen, February 15th, 1962. But there's a gem right here, here, here. He says, during the memorable days of our companionship, we never had differences that needed the intervention of others. If you study this right here, it doesn't say they did not have differences, but differences that needed the intervention of others. He goes on to say, Gurmawi Nagus Neges, John Hoy, his majesty, goes on to say, I and I, father, Abinu, Melkenu, I and I, king, says, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. And we here dove this with 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6. Hear, hear, hear.
After this manner, in the old time, the holy women also, trusting in God, adorned themselves, being in subjection unto their own husbands. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, obeyed Abraham, obeyed Abraham, made her give more, give more, give more. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, Abraham, made her give more, give more, give more, give more. Even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, more, give more. Whose daughters ye are, as long as ye do well, and are not afraid with any amazement, with any amazement, with any amazement, with any amazement, with any amazement.
So don't be amazed by this right here, because Imperial Majesty says very clearly, as Sarah was to Abraham. Now this is so significant on so many levels, but just taking this basic level right here, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. Doesn't mean that Empress Menen did not disagree, but you know, she kept that obedience to him and did not defy him, in other words. But what's key right here, and this is going to be a rhema right now, word right here to share this, because some of us have been reasoning, and I reasoned some of the daughters about this as well. And of course, with what is commonly taught and disseminated with the King Alpha and Queen Omega, where do we get that from? That actually come from Fritz Ballantine Petersburg, the author of The Parchment of Black Supremacy. Then it was picked up on, the language was picked up on, the King Alpha, Queen Omega language was picked up on more by Leonard Percival Howell, Ganganguru Marah, as his pen name Ganganguru Marah was known, in the Promise Key. But here in the Coronation Song, Psalm 45, we touched on it briefly as a kind of an intro and a segue and a connection with today's daily song, with Psalm 46, since it's a trinity of psalms that bring out a full. Psalm 45, Psalm 46, and Psalm 47. But zooming in more to Psalm 45 on the particular and peculiar relationship of his Imperial Majesty and her Imperial Majesty, and the fact that this psalm, Psalm 45, was a part of the coronation liturgy, the coronation ceremony, Psalm 45. And so here in the footnotes here in the Scofield Study Bible, it says, breaking down the divisions of the great psalm, the coronation psalm is also themed as a royal wedding psalm. Some speculate that in ancient times this psalm was read, you know, upon matrimony of the Hebrews and the Israelites, Psalm 45. And we know that this psalm was also chanted and intonated at the coronation of His Imperial Majesty. And here the divisions of the psalm are, one, the first part, the supreme beauty of the King. The supreme beauty of the King. As it says in the prophet Isaiah, you shall behold the King in His beauty in a land very far, far away, far off. The King in His beauty in verses 1 and 2, where it says, my heart is inditing a good matter. I speak of the things that I have made touching the King, HaMelech, the Negus, even Negus and Neges. My tongue is the pen of a ready writer. Thou, the eye, are fairer, more eyeful than the children of men. Grace is poured into thy lips. Therefore, Elohim, the true good, the true God, have blessed thee, I, forever. The second part of Psalm 45, and this brings out the true context of the divine relationship between His Imperial Majesty and Her Majesty, Etege Menen, Kadamawit Waleta Georgis, her coronation and baptismal name. The second item is the coming of the King in glory, namely verses 3 to 5 of Psalm 45, which reads, gird thy sword upon thy thigh, O most mighty, with thy glory and thy majesty, and in thy majesty ride prosperously, prosperously, because of truth and meekness and righteousness, and thy right hand, she shall teach thee terrible things. Thine arrows are sharp in the heart of the kings, the Negus's enemies, whereby the people fall under thee. There's a comparison to Revelation. Revelation chapter 19, verses 11 to 21. Let's go there. Revelation chapter 19. Revelation reveals the truth. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11 to verse 21, which speaks of the second coming of Christ in glory, Christ in his kingly character of HaMashiach, the Messiah in glory. Verse 11, and I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire, and on his head, Rasu, Rosho, were many crowns, and he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood, and his name, Shemo, Samu, his name is called the word of a Gaziavia, the word of the sustainer, the word of Elohim, the true good, the true God. And armies, which were in heaven, followed him up on white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and he treadeth the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he hath on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Second part here of Revelation chapter 19, the battle, the battle of Armageddon, of Harmagedio, of Armageddon, verse 17. And I saw an angel, a Malach, an angel standing in the sun, and he cried and he shouted with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather yourselves together to the supper of the great God, that ye that y'all may eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit on them, and the flesh of all men, both free and bond, both small and great. And I saw the beasts and the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat on the horse and against his army. And here to conclude this chapter here, as it corresponds with verses 3 to 5 of the coronation psalm, of the royal wedding psalm, of Psalm 45, the doom of the beast and the false prophet, verse 20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire, burning with brimstone. And here for the last verse, the part 4 here in this chapter 19 of Revelation, the doom
The doom of the kings. Kings representing the rulers, the presidents, the potentates, the rulers of this world, flesh and satanic sacrum. Verse 21, And the remnant were slain with the sword of him that sat upon the horse. The word, sound, and power of the King of Kings, which sword proceeded out of his mouth, and all the fowls were filled with their flesh. So continuing in this psalm here that breaks down and builds on the relationship between whom many of I and I call King Alpha and Queen Omega, between His Majesty and Her Majesty, the third part of the psalm, Psalm 45, the Royal Wedding Psalm, the Coronation of the King of Kings psalm. The third part speaks of the deity or the divinity of HaMelech, of the Negus and Negus and Negas, and the character of His reign, Christ in His kingly character, the character of His reign, verses 6 and 7. Where it reads, Thy throne, O Elohim, is forever, for ever and ever. The scepter of thy kingdom, of thy government, is a right scepter. Thou, the I, male, lovest righteousness, and hatest wickedness, wretchedness. Therefore, Elohim, Eloheka, the I, Elohim, true good, true God, hath anointed the eye with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. It also points to Hebrews chapter 1 verses 8 and 9 and Isaiah chapter 11 verses 1 to 5. But just moving forward for the time right here. The fourth part of Psalm 45, the Royal Wedding Psalm, the Coronation of the King of Kings Psalm. The fourth part, as associated with him in earthly rule, the queen is presented. This takes verses 9 to 13. I think we didn't read verse 8. All thy garments smell of myrrh and aloes and cassia out of the ivory palaces whereby they have made thee glad. Interesting, also the ivory tusk, and also that gift that we see presented during the visible reign and manifestation of Christ in His kingly character. Verses 9 to 13, concerning as associated with Him in earthly rule, the Queen, Negus, is presented. And in that relationship, the king, HaMelech, the Negus, even Negus and Neges, is not called Elohim in his relationship with the queen, as in verse 6, but he is called Adonai, he's called Adonai, the husband name of deity, the husband name of divinity. King's daughters were among thy honorable women. Upon thy right hand did stand the queen in gold of Ophir. Verse 10. Hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's house. A little note here, considering Eteke Menen Asphal and her father's house, you know, and who her father, Michael, and, you know, I think had converted from Islam to Orthodoxy, you know, forget also thine own people, and also the Mohammedan and Muslim connection in the genealogy of the Queen of Empress Menen. Here in verse 10 it says, hearken, O daughter, and consider, and incline thine ear. Forget also thine own people and thy father's bite, thy father's house. So shall the king
Hamelech, the Negus, even Negusa, Neges, greatly desire thy beauty. For he is Adonaiik, he is Getash, he is thy Lord, he is thy Adonai, he is thy sovereign. And worship thou him. Interesting how this does with what we have in 1 Peter chapter 3 at verse 6. Considering Sarah calling Abraham Lord, and in the coronation song, also in association with his imperial majesty and earthly rule, the queen is presented. He had her coronated on the very same day. And in that relation, the king, Hamelech Negus, the Negus Neges, is not called Elohim. He's not called God, the true good, in the relationship with the queen, as in verse 6, but he's called Adonai. He's called Adon, Adoni. He's called Lord, the husband name of deity, of divinity. This might bring out better the context of 1 Peter, 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 6, and also what Gurmawi Negus Neges, his imperial majesty, said upon the passing of Empress Menen, namely, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. And in case y'all might not have remembered what was said in 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 6, it says, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham. Is his imperial majesty giving us a direct sign right here? What he says upon the passing, as Sarah was to Abraham, so was she obedient to me. And here, 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 in 1 Peter, Petro, chapter 3, verse 6, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord, calling him Adonai, calling him Adoni, calling him Adon, Adawan, calling him Geta, whose daughters ye are, y'all are, as long as ye y'all do well and are not afraid with any amazement. And of course, read on, likewise ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, not in ignorance, according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife. Now here's the part of the scripts that gives some people a lot of spiritual indigestion, especially how it's been preached in counterfeit Christianity, where it says, as to the weaker vessel. The context there is, a man is like a steel cup, a steel mug. A woman is like fine china. A woman, a isha, esha, the wife, offset, is like fine china. If I throw the mug against the wall, what will happen to the mug? It might get a dent or something. If I throw the fine china against the very same wall, what would happen? This is the context. It's not saying a woman has no strength. Stop being stupid. It says, as the weaker vessel, the more precious vessel, and as being ears, here's the part, as being ears, like you inherit something, as being ears together of the grace, together. It didn't say, well, the man can, he can inherit the grace of life. No, as being ears together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Have y'all prayed, man and woman, husband and wife, have those prayers come about yet? That your prayers be not hindered, as being ears together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. Because it says that the man shall leave his father and mother and cleave, rejoin to his wife, and they shall be one. There shall be one. So here concerning the king and the association with him, with his imperial majesty and earthly rule, the queen, even Queen Menen, Itege Menen, being presented. And in that relationship, the king, Negus Neges, is not called Elohim, but he's called Adonai, Adonai, the husband name of deity, the husband name of divinity. Verse 11 again, Psalm 45:11. So shall the king, Negus Neges, HaMelech, greatly desire thy beauty, for he is Adonaiik. In the Hebrew, Adonaiik, speaking to a woman, the eye, female, the eye, Lord, Getash. And worship thou him. You hear a lot of ones saying, oh, well, I only worship, like a woman said, I only worship God, not my, well, look at this psalm right here. Just think about it. Verse 12 says, and the daughter of Tyre, of Tyros, shall be there with a gift. Even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. Verse 13. The king's daughter is all glorious within. You got to look at this in the two truths. She's all glorious within, even the innermost of the innocents. What does his imperial majesty say upon the passing of Itege Menen, Queen Menen, I and I mother? He says, all of you knew her well, but she was more intimately known to me. She was devoutly religious, iritical, spiritual, and did not lose her faith. Faith can move mountains, even in the time of hardship. Not afraid of any amazement, calling him Adonai. And the daughter of Tyre shall be there with a gift, and even the rich among the people shall entreat thy favor. The king's daughter is all glorious within. Her clothing is of wrought gold, worked gold. Then the fifth part of Psalm 45, the virgin companions of the queen. The virgin companions of Itege. And we even see this within the historical, within that eye. It says all eye, the one eye of the camera, eye, revelation, reveal. The eye of the camera shows the virgin companions of Itege, even Itege Menen, who would seem to be, here in the Scofield Study Bible, the Jewish, the Judah-ish, or Yehuda, the line of the tribe of Judah, remnant. And it points to Romans chapter 11 and 5, a note there, as well as Revelation chapter 14, verses 1, 2, 4. Here, just bringing it to a fulfillment right here. It says, our next scene in verses 14 and 15. Verses 14 and 15, she shall be brought to the king, the Negus. As on coronation day, she was brought to the Negus, the king, even Negus and Negas, in raiment of needlework, the virgins, her companions, that follow her shall be brought to the eye. With gladness and rejoicing shall they be brought. They shall enter into the king's palace. And lastly but not leastly, the sixth part of Psalm 45, the royal wedding song, also the coronation of the King of Kings, November 2nd, acceptable year of the Lord, 1930 Psalm. The psalm, the mezmor, it closes, the chant. It closes, the eyes, it closes with a reference to the earthly fame of the king. The earthly fame of the king in verses 16 and 17, where it reads, instead of thy fathers shall be thy children, whom thou, the eye, mayest make princes in all the earth. Rastafari, the true children of the greater Abraham, the greater Sarah. Verse 17, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore shall the people praise Isaac, the eye, forever and ever. Now here, thought we would bring it forward at another time, but based on the inspiration, the Rhema word here, listen to that small, still voice right here with the ear. We're going to bring it forward right here in the last couple of minutes of this Rastaman Woman Wednesday as we seek to get into the new format right here on the ear and in the eye. Let's go to Psalm 45 in the Royal Amharic. It's very interesting. these last two verses. Because these last two verses, according to the authorized, advised, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Met of Kedus of Negus and Neges, it reads like this right here. Be abatochish fanta lejoch te weledulish be midrim hulu lai gejoch gejwoch adrigesh te shomiyachwalesh. Here it reads different than the pointing that we have in the Masor, the Masoretic, and in most Bibles. So I had to go check the Gutters. I checked the Ethiopic, and it was pointed the same way. Here where it says, instead of thy fathers shall be thy children. Be abatochish. The sh at the end speaks to me, speaking to a woman directly. In other words, like the king speaking to she, or she, the queen, being spoken to. Be abatochish. Fanta, instead of your father speaking to her, lijoch, children, te weledulish, they will be born for you. We see this as the rhema word of I and I, of the new name, the precious name, the called, chosen, and faithful Rastafari, Rastafari sons and daughters. Be abatochish, fanta, lijoch, te weledulish. So here it is saying to she, even to the queen. And then we looked into the Midrash, the Hebrew Midrash, the study of the psalm from the ancient times, even though they are held by the latter day Ashkenazi and Yehudi, they actually come from a much earlier, from ancient time and earlier time. It says this right here next to verse 11. It says, the verse is beginning, hearken, O daughter, and consider. To the end of the psalm, Psalm 45, the royal wedding psalm, the coronation of the King of Kings psalm, are spoken to the congregation of Yisrael. Now note that right there. The congregation of Yisrael, of Israel, Israel in the relationship with the king, even the king Messiah, is likened to a bride. In the same sense as the queen is she, the congregation of Yisrael is also she. So when we saw this right here, we said we had to make a note of this, because when we say we praise His Majesty only and we praise His male name, well, yes, we do. Some might seek to praise Her Majesty as well. This psalm right here, based on the Royal Amharic, it gives a context for it. In context, it says, Be abatochish fanta, instead of your female fathers, lijoch, children, teweledulish, they will be born for you, to you. But midrim hulu lie upon all the earth, the earthly plane. Gejwoch, rulers, to say, like governors, rulers, gejwoch, adrigesh, making them, tishomiyachwalesh, appointing them rulers. So here, it is definitely speaking of I and I, Rastafari, seeing that Abinu, our father, Kedemawi Haile Selassie, sent Archbishop Yitzhak. That name is Isaac. Does not the word say, in Isaac shall the seed be called? Where it says, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Here in the Royal Amharic and also in the Gutters, it's not saying, I will make thy male name to be remembered, but thy, speaking of the queen, name to be remembered in all generations. It says, Lelijlij hulu simishin yasasabalu. Lelijlij, dor vador, in the Hebrew, dor vador, generation to generation, lij, child, to the grandchildren, to the children's children, lelijlij hulu, to the children's children, to all the children's children, simish, speaking to a female, I say to a woman, simish, your female name, simishin, yasasabalu. They will call to mind. They will remember. They will call to mind. Silazi, therefore,
le alemina le zilalem ahizab ye gezu lehal. Now here's an interesting braiding of a double helix of he and she, the male and the female. It says silazi, therefore silazi, because of izi, because of this, ergo silazi, therefore le alemina, for the world, and le zilalem, for the revolving, the skipping of worlds, or for forever, in other words. Ahizab, ahizab is the old Guttas word for the Goyim, for the nations, or literally peoples, hizboch. Ahizab, ye gezu, they will submit, lehal, they will submit to the I, ha, the I male, they will submit to the I male. Very, very interesting right here. We just sought to bring this out even right here on the ear for this Rasta Man, Woman, Rasta Man and Woman Wednesday here, because we see in the scripture that braiding, that togetherness, that oneness. Yes, I, Rastafari. So right here, brothers and sisters, stay tuned, coming forward, look more on the Cheshbon HaNefesh for the You Are Zion, Upper Room of Zion, for the Torah Thursdays. Right here, we have brought it to a fullness here. Looking forward to the questions or any particular area of scripture that ones and ones may seek to get a better illumination on, especially the daughters for the Rasta Man, the Woman Wednesday, or even the sons as well. Be well, brothers and sisters. Be well in the great Emmanuel. Yes, I, he is with I and I. Woman of Israel, Ethiopia, Black Israel, be well.
Yes, sabbatical mana. It was said on the Friday, on the sixth day, he gave a double portion. We're just going to put this here on the record. Hopefully, ones call. If ones can hear now, then can hear later. Some MREs here. Mana for Rastafari, ready to eat right here.
A royal marriage song. Royal marriage song. Royal marriage song. Royal marriage song. Royal marriage song.
Here. Shema Israel. Here. A midrash. On today's daily song, Mizmor Mim Hey, Mizmor Mim Hey. Hear, Shema Yisrael, hear, a midrash. On today's daily song, Mizmor Mim Hey, Mizmor Mim Hey. Psalm 45, Psalm XLV, La Menatziach, Al Shoshanim, Livnei Korach, Masakil, Shir Yedidot. For the leader, the chief musician, La Menatziach, for the overcomer, Al Shoshanim, upon Shoshanim, the lilies, the symbolic, the trumpets, Al Shoshanim, Livnei Korach, of the sons of Korah, Masakil, a Masakil, golden composition, Masakil, a teaching, Masakil, Shir Yedidot, Shir Yedidot, a song of Yedidot, a song of loves, a
Rahash,
Rahash,
Libi,
Davar,
Omer,
Omer,
Ani,
Ma, Esai,
Le, Melek,
Le, Shoni,
Aik,
Sofera,
Mahir,
Yafa, Yafita, Mibne,
Adam,
Kuchaka,
Chei,
Be, Sifa toteka
alkin
be rakika Elohim
le'olam.
My heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. Rahash libi davar tov. I say, Omer, Omer, I say, Omer, ani ma esai le'melek, my work, ma esai le'melek. My work is concerning a king. My work is for the king. Ma isai limelek. Lishoni aik. Sofera mahir. My tongue. Lishoni aik. Is the pen. Aik. Sofera. A writer. Mahir. Of a swift writer. Of a ready writer. Yafa yafita mibne adam. Thou, the eye, art fairer, more eightiful, more beautiful. Yafa yafita mibne, from the sons, the children of Adam. From the children of Adam, from the children of humanity. Hutzaka chen. Hutzaka chen. Poured grace be sifatoteka. Grace is poured upon thy lips. Al kein berakika Elohim le'olam. Therefore, al kein, therefore, berakika, blessings I Elohim, the true good, the true God, le'olam, forever, forever. Here, here, here. Here, Hebraically, from Mizmor, Mem Hei, from the 45th Psalm, the first Hebrew verses, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel, the Abugi, the Abugida, the Hebrew Abugida, the Aleph, Beit, Gimel, first three verses of today's daily Psalm, Mizmor, Mem Hei, Mizmor, Mem Hei, Psalm 45, and here, Shema Yisrael, a Midrash, a study on a royal marriage song, the coronation of Negus Neges, the Ethiopia, Psalm, Mizmor, Mem, Hei, Mim, Hei. For the leader, upon Shoshani, the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song of loves. Hebraically, the first verse in the KJV Bible, the superscription, La menatzeyach al Shoshani, livnei Korah, Maskil ashera yedido. The word Shoshani is to be considered in the light, the illumination of the verse from Song of Songs. 6:2, my beloved is gone down to his garden to gather lilies, to gather shoshanim. When lilies, shoshanim, in the garden are not recognized, whoever sees them says that they are thorns. Why? Because they grow among thorns. And what becomes of thorns? They go into the fire, as is said in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah 33 and 12. As thorns cut down, shall they be burnt, shall they be burnt in the fire. And also in Exodus 22 and 5, if fire go forth and catch in thorns, and again in Numbers 16, 35, and fire came forth from Jehovah and devoured the 250 men, 250 men that offered the incense, that offered the incense. But the sons of Korah, the Bnei Korach, but the sons of Korah, who were lilies, Shoshani, were gathered from among the thorns, that they might not be consumed with the thorns. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, the Holy One, blessed be He, came down swiftly and saved them. A mashal, a parable, a proverb of a melek, of a negus, even negus neges, who entered a city. When the men of the city came forth to crown ha-melek, the king,
with a crown of gold studded with precious stones and pearls. They were met and told, quote, the king Hamalek the Nagus, even Nagus Nagus requires nothing, no thing from you except a crown of lilies, end quote. Forthwith the men of the city rejoiced. So it was with Korah and his assembly. They said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu requires of you censers of gold. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, the Isle One, blessed be he, replied, according to Haggai 2 and 8, what good are censers of gold to me to I? Mine is the silver, and mine the gold. And so too the incense, the incense. According to Yeshayahu, Isaiah 1 and 13, incense is an abomination to me, to I. But what do I require? Shoshanim, lilies. Thereupon the B'nai Korah, the sons of Korah, said, we are Shoshanim. We are lilies. I and I are lilies. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, you will be victorious. You, the item, will be victorious, as is said in today's daily psalm. La menatzeyach al shoshanim livnei korach masakil l'shera yedidot. For the leader, for the overcomer, for him who gives victory. La menatzeyach. Elsewhere translated as for or to the chief musician, La Menatzeyach. Also translated as for the leader, La Menatzeyach. In Hebrew, La Menatzeyach, for him who gives Netzach, Netzach, for him who gives victory to the sons of Korah, Livnei Korah, because they are Shoshanim, all Shoshanim. La Menatzeyach, al Shoshanim, Livnei Korah. Masakil Sher Yedidot, for the leader, a psalm of the sons of Korah. Maskil, a song of loves, Sher Yedidot. This mizmor is introduced, this psalm is introduced by three words. What are the three words? This mizmor mem hey, mizmor mem hey, is introduced by leadership, maskil, and shir, leadership, maskil, and song, to stand for the three sons of Korah, because they were three. They sang three songs by Yedidot of loves. Yedidot is meant HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said of the three sons of Korah, the songs of each, of every one of them, is beloved of me, is beloved of I. Whence, where do we know, whence, from where do we know that Moshe and Aharon and all the great ones assembled, I assembled to hear the song of the B'nai Korah, of the sons of Korah? Because in the words for the leader, the chief musician, upon Shoshanim, the sons of Korah, Maskil, a song for Yedidot, a song for the beloved. La menatzeyach al shoshanim livnei korach masakila shir yedidot. The word yedidot being plural, it implies that those beloved of HaKadosh Baruch Hu were there assembled, there assembled. Hence, here, a song for the beloved, a shir yedidot. The word maskil, Masakil. The word maskil, he who is instructed. Masakil, he who is instructed. It means that his beloved were instructed on how to chant. Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Holy One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, bless be he. For it is said in Yeshayahu, in Isaiah, Isaiah 54:13, when all thy children are instructed by Jehovah, then the peace, the shalom of thy children shall be great. Another comment on La Menatzeyach al Shoshani, livne korah, maskil, shir yedidot, for the leader upon Shoshanim, lilies. These words, the Larim, are to be considered in the light illumination of the verse from Hosea 14 and 6. I will be as the dew to Yisrael, to Israel. He shall blossom as the lily. This verse speaks of the Olam Haba, the time, the world, the Iowa to come. For as the dew harms no creature, so the glory, the kavod of the presence of the face shall fill the righteous in the Olam Haba, in the time, the Iowa to come, and they will not be harmed. As is said in Psalm 16, verse 11. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore, for evermore. Soba simachota etapaneka, ne'imota bimineka netzach. In thy presence, etapaneka, is fullness, soba, of joy, simachot, of joys. Soba simachota etapaneka, na'imot bimineka netzach. In thy right hand, bliss, bliss, ne'imot, na'imot, bliss, pleasures, na'imot, bimineka netzach, forevermore, forevermore, netzach, for victory. The Bnei Yisrael said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribon Shel Olamim, Master of the Universe, Universal Master, when wilt thou redeem us? When will the I redeem I and I? And he answered, when y'all have gone down to the very bottom of the pit, in that hour, in that Iowa, I shall redeem you, as is said in Hosea 2 and 2. The children of Judah and the children of Israel shall be gathered together and shall rise up from the earth, from the earthly plane. So too, the Bnei Korach, the sons of Korah, said, we are at the very bottom of the pit, as it is said in Psalm 24:26, for our soul, our psyche, she is sunk deep in the dust. And what did they go on to say in the next verse of Psalm 24, verse 27? Arise for our help. HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered, your help shall be all your own. As the lily blossoms when its heart is turned upward, so will you when you repent before me. Let your heart be directed upward like the lily. And in that hour, in that Iowa, I shall bring the deliverer, the I-liverer. I shall be as the dew to Yisrael when he blossoms as the lily. That is, when Israel blossoms as the lily. Hence, here it is said, for him who gives victory because of lilies. La menatzeach al shoshanim. The verse, my heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. Rachash libi davar tov is meant to teach you, to teach y'all, that even when men are unable to confess with their mouth, but their hearts are overflowing with repentance, HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives, Kabbalahs them, receives them. Note that when Scripture says, according to 1 Chronicles 28 and 9, and thou, Shlomo b'ni, Solomon my son, know thou the Elohim of Avika, of thy father, and serve him with a whole heart, a holistic heart, and with a willing mind. For Jehovah searcheth all hearts, and understandeth all the imagings of the thoughts. It does not say all the thoughts, but, however, all the imagings of the thoughts. All the imagings of the thoughts. What is meant by all the imagings of the thoughts?
that even before a man shapes a thought in his heart, in his mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands, overstands it. Indeed, the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, could not utter a shir, a song, with their mouths, lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before the Isle of One, the Holy One, blessed be He. But when their hearts overflowed with repentance, with teshuva, forthwith Elohim received Kabbalah them. And why could not the B'nai Korach utter a shir, a song? Because the pit was open beneath them, and a fire, ash, burnt about them. As Scripture says in Numbers 16, verses 32 to 33, and the earth opened up her mouth, so they and all that appertaineth to them went down alive into the pit. And again it says in verse 35, a fire, Ash, Issat, came forth from Yahuwah, from Jehovah, and devoured, ate up the 250 men, the 250 men, and also the earth, swallowed them up. And again, a fire was kindled in their company, the flame, lava, burnt up the Rasha'ah, the ratchet, the wicked, in Psalm 106 and 18. Thus, like this, when the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, saw the pit open beneath them on one side, and the Aish, Ha'esh, the fire, burning on the other side, in that instant, though they could not confess with their mouths, yet their hearts overflowed with teshuvah, with repentance. But were they not three? Why then does Scripture say, my heart overfloweth? Rahash libi. Why does it say, my heart libi, rahash libi, overfloweth? As if there were only one. By this Scripture means to teach y'all that whatever one intends in his heart, the others also intended in their hearts, I and I and I. As for the three of them, were of like heart. Hartikal. Rahasha libi davar tov. Omer ani ma'isaya limelek. My heart overfloweth with a goodly matter. Davar tov, with a good word, a davar tov. I utter my songs to the king. But if the heart overflow, what need for speech? And if speech be enough, why should the overflowing heart be mentioned? This is what the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, said. However, if our hearts overflow, it is the same as uttering our songs to HaMelech, to the King of Kings, Negus and Neges, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hence, here they said, I utter my song to the King, Omer Ani Ma'isai LeMelech, to the Melech, even the Negus, even Negus and Neges. Another explanation of Rahash Libi, my heart overfloweth, with prophecy. For the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, prophesied the future. Thus, like this, when Hannah said, Yahuwah, Jehovah, killeth and maketh alive. He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up, in 1 Samuel 2 and 6. She, Hannah, was referring to the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, who went down until their feet touched the bottom of the pit. And after their feet had touched the bottom of the pit, they came up forthwith. Hence, here, Hannah said, He bringeth down to the grave and bringeth up. Another comment on La Menatzeach al Shoshanim, Livnei Korach. Another comment on for the leader upon Shoshanim. La Menatziach al Shoshani,
upon lilies. By way of a mashal, by way of a parable, a proverb, a Roman lady who saw three men being taken out to be crucified redeemed them forthwith. After some days, she saw that they had been made ensigns and were carrying the royal standards. So it was with the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, who followed their father's ways. The earth swallowed Korach, but his sons, B'nai, who repented, were made prophets. Shoshanim. Rachash li b'davar tov. My heart overfloweth with a goodly matter, with davar tov. Word, good. A parable, a mashal, of a man who, desiring to come up to the judge's bench, took a piece of blank paper and handed it to Hashofet, to the judge. When the judge said to him, "But thou hast written nothing, no thing, on this paper," the man replied, "I had no time." Just so the B'nai Korach, the sons of Korah, had no time to speak with their lips, so they spoke with their hearts. Hartikali. I utter my songs to the king. Omerani, ma'isai le'melek. A parable, a mashal, a proverb of a man who was going up to the judge's bench. His creditor spied him and said, quote, "Give me what thou owest me," end quote. And the man answered, quote, "After I come down from the bench, I will give it to thee, the I," end quote. Just so.